Bez.
The schedule for the next few days. Today, Bez Hashem, hopefully we're going to finish the Gemara to the bottom of Daf Tes. It really is a little bit hard to do this Gemara without Daf Yud. We're gonna take a little sneak peek at Daf Yud this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing the Chazara on what we did this week. These are very, very intricate sugyas, and there's a lot for us to chazar. The Chazara will be during First Seder. After the Chazara, there'll be a shir in the Beis Medrash. I'm going to be giving a shir for our shir and the Yar Chekala on the Inyan of the Mokum Hadlok. I started learning it yesterday afternoon. It's a very, very Gishmaka Sugya. I'm asking, please, all of you to please attend. The shir is going to be at 12:15. It's going to end at 5 to 1. So you'll be able to daven also the early mincha or whatever, get there to lunch early. Whatever your fancy, but I'm going to try to finish on time.
Where's the shir going to be?
In the base medrash. There'll be Maram HaKoyimis also, which are not necessary to do. It's a very interesting shayla of where you're supposed to light the menorah. Lots of different opinions of where a person should light the menorah. We're going to discuss that, the different shittas, why yes to light outside, why not to light outside, why, you know, how to deal with when you're in an apartment or you're in a house, all different types of things. We're going to try to see if we can touch as many as we can in the time that we have allotted to us. That is what we're going to be doing after shir. So first, Chaim Dov is going to be doing the Chazara. Bez Hashem, what time are you doing it? 11:30?
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning at sometime 11:15 in the Beis Medrash. 11:15 in the Beis Medrash. And then at 12:15, there will be a shir on the Inyanim of Chanukah. It's the last shir for the Archekala. I think that everyone will gain from some interesting ideas that we'll see over there. Okay, let's get back to our sugya over here. The Gemara says, Amar Abihud, Amar Shmuel, Amar Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Nemon Lafsida Ksu Basa. Someone that says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he's believed to be mafsid her a ksuba. Now, why is he believed to be mafsid her the ksuba? So Rashi says, "Al pi atzmo, inem al afsid ksubas al pi atzmo." V'taymel kaman mefarish chazaka inem tareach besudo umafsido. We were hacking around with this chazaka a lot yesterday. We're talking about it, how to use it, when to use it, all that stuff. But Rabbi say, if you really look at the Gemara later on, it's not even so simple that that's really what the Gemara is saying. Take a look at the Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Let's take a look together. The Gemara says, "Itmar Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Chachamim Tiknu Lehem Lebnois Yisrael Bes." What does that mean? What does it sound like he's saying over there? Why is a person believed to say that Pesach Pesuach and to lose the Ksuba? Because they're the ones that in the first place said that there is a Ksuba. They can also say that they set the rules. In other words, the lashon of the Gemara is Heim Amru. Heim Amru. They said that you have to pay in the first place. They could also say you don't have to pay. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Again, the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Chachamim Tiknu Lehem B'Lebnois Yisrael B'Sula Masayim Va'Aman Amana. They're the ones that put it into place. V'Heim Haminu Shimon Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman. Sounds like the Neman says Heim Amru V'Heim Amru. In fact, the Gemara, Imkein Maho Ilu Chachamim B'Takonosam. If that's true, then why are you making a takana of a ksuba? What's every person who wants to save a few bucks going to say? Pesach Pesuach. So what's the point, Bechlal? Ma ho'ilu chacham takanasam. Amar Rava, chazaka ein adam tareach besuda umafsida. Says Rava, nothing to worry about. Chazaka ein adam tareach besuda umafsida. Now what does it sound like to you? Why are we introducing the chazaka? For what? What's the chazaka coming to address? Is it addressing to us why he's neman?
No.
Or what's the point of the takana? It sounds like the Gemara has a question. Why are you bothering to make a ksuba if every man's going to always tie in a Pesach Pesuach? Says the Gemara, you don't have to worry about that. Why don't you have to worry about every man coming and doing it?
Chazaka.
But why is he neman when he comes in? Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. So the Nemanus, it sounds like it's nothing to do with Chazakim Turech Besuda Mafsida. The Nemanus is simply because of Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. It's a Dinder Abana that you're Neman. However, in Rashi by us, it seems to be not like that. Why? Because Rashi by us says, Neman lahav sidok subasa al piatzmai, says Rashi, v'tayma l'kamon mefarish chazakim terech besudom hafsida. Rashi seems to say the reason you're Neman is because I would have said, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. Rashi doesn't say that. The reason you're Neman is because of chazakim terech besudom hafsida. You have a chazaka. Now, I would say, okay, if that's the reason because of chazaka, so then you don't need hey mamru vei mamru anymore. Maybe there's no, the Gemara said it's hey mamru vei mamru. Maybe the Gemara is changing their mind. Now it's as chazaka. But the Gemara seems to say that you need it. The Gemara started off, said, it's because it's only midrabanan. Apparently the chazaka is not good enough. Why is the chazaka not good enough? Well, I could perhaps suggest, I'll tell you why. Because when he comes and says Pesach Pesuach, I'm not so sure if he even knows what he's talking about. Why not? Well, I'm not so sure he even knows what he's talking about. Pesach Pesuach, it's not such a clear taina. So maybe Enoch Anami, he doesn't want to ruin his Suda. But maybe he's making a honest mistake. Chazok and Amtrech Besudah Masina means a person's not going to lie. True. But maybe he's not going to lie, but who says we believe him? This is what I would have said. Rashi says not like that. Rashi seems to say, why is that? So that's what I've said. So I would have said, I'll get there in a second, okay? I would have said, for the Tainas, Pesach, Pesuach, maybe you need the thing of Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. But when it comes to Tainas Damim, for example, where Tainas Damim is very easy to know whether you're right or you're wrong, over there, for sure you wouldn't need to come on to any, there wouldn't be this Chiddush. But Rashi's Mavur, not like that. Because we said in the, and yesterday with Medayik and Rashi, that what's the difference between Damim and Tainas Pesach Pesuch? Only one thing. What did we say yesterday? The only difference Rashi said was, in Damim you could have Shishbinon. So it's not the pshat in Damim, you know what you're talking about, you don't know what you're talking about. Rashi obviously understands that there's no difference between, in when we're dealing over here with our sugya, no difference between Pesach Pesuach and Damim. The only difference is that Pesach Pesuach is impossible to have Shishbinon. It's the quintessential case when we're relying only on him. Mashenkin, Tainas Damim, it's Shaykh to have Shishbinon. So according to Rashi, so it comes out, Rabbi Sein. What?
It's a big difference.
What do you mean? No, it's only a difference if Tainas Damim has Shishbinon. But if Tainas Damim doesn't have Shishbinon, then it's just like Pesach Pesuach. So it comes out that Tosfos Rashi learns there's no difference between Tainas Damim and Tainas Pesach Pesuach. Both of them have to come on to the Chazaka. Both of them have to come on to Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. The Rishonim seem to say that you could have learned not like that. You could have learned the Gemara is only saying hey mamru when you're dealing with Tainas Pesach Pesuach, because Tainas Pesach Pesuach it could be he's making an error. However, when it comes to Tainas Damim, where he knows what he's talking about, so then this is a Nemanis D'oraisa, straight full Nemanis. Why doesn't Rashi hold that way? It seems Rabbi Sai, that Rashi holds that this guy's not making any mistake, even by Pesach Pesuach. We assume he doesn't make any mistake. Now this is a pella, because Rashi is the one who on Ahmed Aleph told us that he's Gar Mamish Einobaki. And now in Rashi and Ahmed Beis is so confident that he can't even make a mistake. And it's the same as Pesach Pesuach, same as Damim. What's the answer? Because on Amid Aleph we were talking about who?
A Bacher.
A Bacher is Eino Baki. On Amid Beis we're talking about who?
We're
talking about Nasi. So Rashi says, listen, there's no negotiation here of whether he's a Baki or he's not a Baki. It just depends who you're talking about. A Bacher doesn't know what he's talking about, and a married person does know what he's talking about. So for a Bacher to say Pesach Pesuach, he's not Neman. But for a Nasri, Pesach Pesuch is going to be identical to Tainas Damim. Tosfos, on the other hand, was straddling the fence. Tosfos was saying, I don't know if he's a Bucky, I don't know if he's not a Bucky. That's how Tosfos learned the Gemara's whole Shiloh over here. Do you hold like Rebbe Elazar, do you not? Is he a Bucky, is he not? So Tosfos has, well, maybe I could give an advantage to Tainus Damim over Tainus Pesach Pesuach. Because Damim, he has more of a reason to think that he knows what he's talking about. According to Rashi, it's very cut and dry, two sugyas. Sugya of Bachar. Bachar is not a Bucky. Sugya of Nasi. Nasi is a Bucky. So therefore, sugya of Bachar, there's absolutely nothing to talk about. Pesach Pasuach makes no sense. So why do we believe him? We don't believe him. It's Shavya Nafsh. It's a new type of din that he asters himself. When it comes to Nasi, we absolutely believe him. There's no difference believing him whether he is, he's making a mistake at least. No reason to think he's making a mistake more than Tainus Damim. Maybe we don't trust him. And a Hanami, could be we don't trust him. You use the Chazaka to tell us that he's not lying. And if you don't hold the Chazaka can tell us he's not lying, then what are you going to need to know he's not lying? Shushbinun. And that's the way it works according to Rashi. According to Rashi, somehow the Chazaka also needs to have a Heimarmu. You have to know exactly what that Yisoid is. Okay. Now, Tosfos comes along. We started the Tosfos yesterday. And Tosfos is trying to pair up the sugya of Rabbi Lazar together with the sugya of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nehman Lav Sida Ksubasa. Rabbi Lazar, Anom Ben Av said, Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nehman Lav Yisraelav. Are they arguing? We said, according to Rashi, this doesn't even start. They're talking about two different things. It's apples and oranges. It's Bachar and Nasi. You don't have the conversation. But according to Tosfos, it's all one thing. It's all talking about Nasi L'Chayra. So Tosfos wants to know, so why is one highlighting the Isser, the other highlighting the Mammon? Says Tosfos, Rabbi Lazar is highlighting the Isser. What? Let's see, how does Tosfos say it? Says Tosfos, Shmuel is coming to highlight the Mamoin. He's saying that not only are you Neman Lesser, you're also Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. Lafsida Ksubasa, it's Srichle Lashmeinon. Not only you Neman Lesser, comes Shmuel and says, you're also Neman, you're even Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. Says twice, it sounds like from Shmuel, which is harder, which is a bigger Chiddush that he's Neman? And I'll get it to Mamoin. Hefsid Ksuba. Then Tosfos turns around and says, and what is Rabbi Lazar saying? Oh, Rabbi Lazar is coming to Rabbi Lazar. Lashon of Tosfos is Matzi Savar could hold the Neman Avsida. So why did it say the Isra? Lirabusa. V'kol shchein the Neman Lafsid Ksubasa. V'shor your Neman Lafsid. So what is that saying? Rabbi Lazar is coming to say the bigger Chiddush is your Neman Lesser. The harder thing to be believed is Lesser. So there's a steerer right there in Tosfos one way or the other. Tosfos is coming to say that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel agree. Tosfos, what's going on? So the Oyman and Tani yesterday, maybe they argue just in which one is more chamor and they really agree. It's very, very difficult to say that. I think the pshat is as follows. There's two shilas we have to ask when someone says something. One shila is, do we believe him? The other shaila is, do we trust him? Two different shailas. Do we believe him that he's not lying? One shaila is, do we trust you? Do I trust you that you're telling the truth? The other shaila is, do I believe that you know what you're talking about? Do I think you're lying or do I think you're mistaken? Those are two different shailas. Do I think you're lying or do I think you're mistaken? So now, I think what Tosfos is saying is that b'negeya to one of these, b'negeya to Isser, there's a bigger chiddush in one aspect. In b'negeya to Mamai, there's a bigger chiddush in the other aspect. Let's see. Says Tosfos inside. Neman Avsidik Subasa v'amari. Shmuel Maide Shabir de Neman lo Yisraelov. Ulafsidik Subasa itzrich lelashminan. Deloy Tema, Deloy Yehe Neman. Afagav de Kimle be Pesach Pesuach, de Neima be Mezid Meshaker, Laf Sidok Subasa. What's Shmuel coming to say? I might think that maybe by Mamon we don't trust you. We think you're lying. We don't believe you. I don't know exactly. We think you're lying to us. Where would you think you're lying more? By Mamon, we think you're lying more. So we're coming to say, okay, maybe Benogei Isser, it's Usser. Benogei Mamon, maybe there's a Chshash, Mishaker, that he's lying. Therefore comes Rabbi Shmuel and says that even Benogei Mamon, that we're not Choshesh, you're lying. Rabbi Lazar, Nami, Matzi Savar, Dineman Lav Sida. He could also hold Dineman Lav Sida. Benachel Isser, La Abusa, Vikol Shchein Dineman Lav Sik Subasai. What does that mean? Which one is easier, ki'ilu, to menageya, not to whether you're lying or not lying. Which one is easier for us to assume that you are right? So he says, kidemuchach besugya de la'el. What is the sugya de la'el? The Gemara said, ila meisav la ksuva yesav la ilasar, says Tosis, I see over there that if you're shemabaki, maybe you know what you're talking about. What's going to be the din? But again, a mamain, you're gonna lose. She's gonna lose the ksuba. But again, Isra, she's gonna stay mutter. Why? Because when again, Isra, she has cheskas heter. But again, a mamain, he has a cheskas mamain. Over there, the shayla is, he a bucky or is he not a bucky? So I see that benogeya too, whether we trust you, whether we think that you know what you're talking about. I don't know exactly how this. Whether you know what you're talking about or not, it's harder to convince us when it comes to Isra, when it comes to mamain. Because over there, Tosis is talking about, is Shema Eino Baki? That's not a question of we think he's lying. This is a question we just think he doesn't know what he's talking about. So therefore, Tosis is saying that each one has an element of Chiddush. Benogeya to Chshash Meshaker, there's a much bigger Chshash Meshaker, Benogeya to Mama, and then there is Isser. Benogeya to, which one is harder for us to think you know what you're talking about? That one, we say, there's a bigger chiddush menageh to Isser, menageh to Mamon. Because Isser, you're going against your cheskes heter. Mamon, you're going together with your cheskes mamon. L'choyra Rabbi Yisai, Echmeina, that's Pashat Pshat and Tosfos. That's Pashat Pshat and Tosfos. Okay. What does the Gemara say, Vayter? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, my kamash malon tanina. What's the chiddush? It already says in the Mishnah, Ha'itzal itzal chama b'Yehuda shloi be'edim, Einu yachal litoin tainas besulim. The Mepharshim mutcher a little bit on what does it mean, shloi be'edim? Ha'itzal itzal chama b'Yehuda shloi be'edim. The Olim came over to me last night. What does shloi be'edim mean? It means yichud. Then it should say, shloi be'ed. You just need one person to, it shouldn't be yichud. Shloi be'edim. It's interesting, pshat, what the Gemara means. Akopanim, eni achalitun tainis besulim, fnei shem is yachid ima. So says the Gemara, b'yuhudu lamatzi tain, habigayu lamatzi tain, says Rashi. Rashi says, the Gemara says, what does it mean, is matzi tain? The Gemara says, that Yehuda is lomatzi tainin, and the Gemara assumes lafsida ksubasa. So Rashi explains, we saw this yesterday. Ubehuda loy mafsida al piv da amrinan hu ba'alea be'erison. Because we're going to assume, be Yehuda, that he was ba'alea be'erison. We said a chiddush here. David Pavarsky says a big chiddush, because I would think you're not taininan lahaitzi mama, in fact, of David Pavarsky. This seems to be, what do you mean amrinan? It sounds like we're saying it for her. And l'chayra, we don't do taininan lahaitzi mama. As a effect of David Pavarsky, Rabbi said it seems to be an even bigger chiddush in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes, when he got on this, Rashi says, what is she saying? We're amrinan for her when we say to her that he was boil. He was boil her during. What is she saying? So says the Shita. I may think if she's shasak, so we're tainin for her. That's what I thought. Says the Shita. Afilu imtana ihi basula hayisi. Even if she says something, she comes and says Besula Hayisi. Still be Yehuda Nemna. Now hold on a second. She's saying it's not true. He wasn't boil me. He wasn't boil me. So why in Yehuda Shinemon? Because of Taininan. Rashi says because of ha. So says the Shita, even in such a case, Anan Taininan Ba'avura Shebala Be'erison. Rabbi say, Taininan is always psach picha le'ileim. What does psach picha le'ileim mean?
They can't
open the mouth for those that are silent. Do you ever have something that we're psach picha to someone that already said something?
Right. Say we don't believe her. Don't believe her so much. So it's kilu shemzim.
We never have such a thing of psach picha where someone else is saying something. When someone doesn't say anything, we can tie it for them. So I'm pairing this up together with Reb David Bavarsky's kasha. Reb David asked, "You don't say tanina lahaitzi." I'm saying, "Oh, you don't say tanina when the other person tied it already." Vais tachois over here. This is not a regular tanina, Rabbi Isai. Vais tachois. This tanina is a different tanina. Why are we tying in for her if she already says it's not true, he wasn't boil me? He's coming and saying, he's saying that she's Pesach Pasuch. She says I was Pesach Sassum. No one was boil me, he's Stamir. So we tied it for her? No. Really, he was boil. So what's the reason? It says the Shita Mekubetzes. Because she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed. What does that mean? So I understand that means as follows. When do we usually tainan is the pshat? We're making up a taina that you're not saying. Over here, it's not the pshat you're not saying it. You want to say the taina. You wish you could say the taina. You just don't have the courage to say the word. So we're not saying that, we're not coming with the taina. We're just saying it for you. A case of Yisoyimim Lamashal. It's a classic case of Tanyin. Yisoyim don't know. Man comes and says, your father owed me $1 million. I know, I don't know anything. We're Tanyin for the Yisoyim. Why? It's not the pshat we're saying what they want to say. They don't know what to say. We'll represent you. Over here, we're not representing you. You're letting you represent yourself. We're giving a voice to what you are thinking inside of you. It's not regular Tanyinon. So over there you can do it even the haitzi because it's not the pshat we're tainin on for you. We're just your vocal cords. Regular tainin on, we're more than your vocal cords. There, you don't have anything to say. We're coming up with the taina. So it's not the pshat, we're anticipating this is what you want to say. You don't know what to say. So we'll be tainin on for you. Frechter of David, so you don't do that lahaitzi because there's no real nemanis over here. This is fluff. But over here, this is not fluff. This is what we understand. This is what you mean to say. So this is a valid taina with someone backing it. A person that's tining bari. She's just afraid to say it. So we'll say it for her. Okay, Rabbi Say. Vazok Taisus. Taisus says. Aval begolol matzitan. It seems to be very clear in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Yehuda you can't taina. It's very clear. It's like the Gemara is not really making much of a diuk, right? It's not such a fancy diuk. It says ha'ochel itzolchamev be Yehuda. You can't taina tainas domim. So what does that mean in Galil? You can. That's like not much of a diuk, right? That's like pretty mefurish. But the Gemara kind of like speaks it out. Comes to us and says, no, I have a different way to learn this. You're right. There's something you could do in Galil that you can't do in Yehuda. I agree. There's something you could do in Galil you can't do in Yehuda. But maybe it doesn't mean that you could just stonewall him. Says Taisis, Avogo matzitain, vim taimar, minale dilma bi Yehuda ne'emenes loimer shebale be'erisin. In Yehuda, maybe if she comes and says bale be'erisin, in Yehuda she's going to be ne'eman. Why is she ne'eman? Because we know there's miyached. It's very likely that happened. So he's mashma. She has to say it. Veloy bigalo. The goal, you're not never to make up this crazy taina. He was Baal Be'erisin. That's ridiculous. Where did you ever hear such a thing? It's preposterous. In Yehuda, we understand that, you know, it was very likely that. Avo kishetoyenes besula hayisi. Begol nabi mehemna. But if she says besula hayisi, maybe also in goal she's going to be believed. To make up a preposterous taina like he was Baal Be'erisin, that will only believe if you're in Yehuda. But just to say Pashut, maybe who said? Because of the Mishnah, maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah just means that in Yehuda there's something that you can say that you can't say in Galil. Doesn't mean that you could say anything. That's Tosis Kasha. Says Tosis V'yeshloimer, Demashmele, Einu Yochel Litoin, Tainas Besulim, Bechol Inyin. The way it says it is, Pesach Pasuch, it says, period. He cannot Taina, Tainas Besulin. Becholinyan. Bein Shai Meres Shebalem in Aresin. Bein Shai Meres Pesach Nol Matzah. And he's Taka. He lost his Taina totally in Yehuda. Why would that be true? The Yehuda Nehemenes Bemigu. The Ibai Amra Berisin Baalel. In other words, Tosis is now going that he's really Naaman to say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Lach Sidak Tzubasa. So why in Yehuda can't he say that? Yehuda lost all his tainas. Why? So he says because even if she comes and says it's Yehuda, he comes in and says Pesach Pesuach. She says I got a great taina over here because I can just say you're Baalel. It's Yehuda, you know. We all know this is gonna work. I chose to say that he made a mistake. It was Pesach Nol. She has a Mingu. So she's Naaman Memingu. So it ends up that Tosfos understands that in Yehuda you have no Taina, and in Goy you do have a Taina. So if Yehuda you have no Taina at all, so what do we see? We see that when it comes to Goy you have a Taina, Naaman Afsida Ksubasa. That's the way Tosfos understands. So Tosfos says over here, it's Nema Bemigu. Comes along Rabbi Aaron Leib in Ayelas HaShachar and Effect Akasha. Rabbi Aaron Leib asks, Tosfos himself later on introduces to us a concept called Migu Lohaitzi Loyamrina. Migu Lohaitzi Loyamrina. It's the Mashaz Kasha. Sorry, it's the Mashaz Kasha. Migu Lohaitzi Loyamrina. Now, I might have thought maybe it's not Migul HaHaitzi, it's the Mitzvah L'Hachzak Neshtar, whatever, but Tosfos says this is called Migul HaHaitzi L'Amrina. Tosfos himself, two lines later, next two Tosfos in, is going to say that you can't be believed with a Migul over here, it's a Migul HaHaitzi. So how does Tosfos over here say that she's never with a Migul, it's a Migul HaHaitzi? It's the kind of Re'em on the Masha. Says, I'd like to also support that question. Because Tosfos has another answer over there. It's Migu B'makom Chazaka. Okay, it's also a Chazaka over here. So this Migu is the Chayra either way up against the ropes. Because it's either a Migu B'makom Chazaka or a Migu B'makom Chazaka, whatever it is, the Migu's no good. I'd like to ask another question. Rabbi said, one of the Klalim, what'd you say? Ah, very good. I don't think it's a migu at all. What would an Isha rather say? That she was Pesach Nol, or that she was, that Misha Estani Nanasti? Or that he was boil her during the... Usually, we have a migu as a Mali Lashaker. Says, listen, if I wanted a lie, I have a much better Taina. I have a much better time. I could have said that you were bold me during Erisin. Does she want to say that she was bold during Erisin? That's what? In a chanami. There's something called amigu de ha'aza. Amigu de ha'aza means it's amigu you could say, and if you say you're going to be Naaman, but because the amigu has a certain degree of brazenness, it's uncomfortable, it's not a geshmak amigu. I would rather say the other thing. If all things are equal, I'm going to opt for that because it makes me look better or whatever. So that's called the Migu Da Azalei Amrinon. So over here, what would a woman rather say? I was a Besula, everything was like 100%, you know, Kaddish V'Tahar. Or would she rather say in Bezdin that you know, they did something inappropriate during the Erisin?
She could say
Mukaseitz. Why is it embarrassing?
She's not going to say that. Also, that wasn't the Tosfos Kasha. This is what she should say.
She's
hanenasi. Yeah. So Rabbi say, Echmen is the pshat zazeh. Siddum Mefaran Amoridik Yisoy. The Yisoy is from Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. Rabbi Chanan zokt as we think of Migu as being a beer, it's like a proof, circumstantial evidence, but evidence. What's the migu? The migu is malila shaker. Look, I can prove to you that I'm not lying, because if I was lying, I would have said something else. So this is circumstantial, not edim, but it's proof. It's a, you know, you can have all different ways of proving. You could have chazakas can prove something. You could have malila shakers to prove something. All that could be true. That's one type of migu that we're all familiar with. So this is Rabbi Chanan, but there's another type of migu. And this other type of migu, which he calls koyach hataina, which is as follows. Listen, if I would have said that, I would have had a certain degree of namanus. Now that I'm saying something else, I maintain the same degree of namanus of what I could have said before. It's a whole different thing. This is not saying, I'm not coming with telling you logic. As a matter of fact, this whole idea of Rabbi Chanan is very illogical, right? My little shaker is, look, I'll prove it to you. I can prove to you that this has really happened. Because if I wanted to lie, I would have said something else. That's migu, mali l'shaka, one type of migu. So Rabbi Chanan is another type of migu, which he calls koyach ha'ne'amonis, which I'd like to try to put into perspective as follows. Now, so let's start as follows. If we have two different types of migus, says Rabbi Chanan, the different migus work with different laws, different rules. So you have a migu, which is a mali l'shaka. Will that work to be mitzi? Why not? Ha'mitzi mechaveroi, olav araya. You need a raya, you need edim. But if this migu is koyach ha'taina, maybe we could say differently as follows, Rabbi said. And I'm really kind of using something that what Rabbi Aaron Leib says to answer this question. This is the following thing. Listen. The guy walks in and says, she was not a besula. Right? Now he's clearly saying, I wasn't boil. Do we hear anything in his taina? He's in Yehuda. We know he was miyached. There's no edim. He was miyached. According to Tosfos, the Lashon of Tosfos is, I'm going to read you the Tosfos later. Tosfos says, Kivin de misyached ima vadai boaleo. What does that mean? He walks into Bezdin and says, listen, someone else was boaleo. We're like, we don't hear anything. So right now, who won the Din Torah?
She
won the Din Torah.
Without
saying anything. She comes and says, you know what? Strange as it may be, he was right. He wasn't boil me. But it was Pesach Nol. No one was boil me. He made a mistake. Now she just messed herself up a little bit over here. Why? Because now we it's her migu against his taina. His taina. She legitimized his taina. He's got a taina. She's using a migu la'itzi. You can't be mitzi with that. But. So the Rabbi Aaron Leib uses a lashon of pesha as or pesha hitter, but the vote is as follows: I already have ki'ilu this din Torah I won already. It's already as if this din Torah is mine. If that's true, she can't ruin the din Torah through her taina in order to make that she's not going to win. Say Nachanami. We asked the question, it's a migu da'aza. It is a migu da'aza. It doesn't make a difference. Migu da'aza is a svara if you're trying to prove something to me. How could you prove to me and tell the truth if what you're saying is audacious? No one would say this other taina. It's audacious. It's brazen. You're right. But if the migu is not working with the idea of I can prove it to you, it's that I already won this din Torah. I have a taina here that's a taina that's going to already give me the money. It's as if there is no keilu, you don't have makum for your taina b'chlal. So then I'm going to win even if it's whatever I tie in afterwards. The Chayra, that's going to be pshat according to...
Well, she's not winning Mikayach Migu. She's winning Mikayach that she's on the case or whatever.
That's Migu. That's what Koyach HaTayin is. I have this Tayin already. I used it. This Tayin already gave me that it's as if Ki'ilu...
She says I'm married.
She starts... Says Toysvis Aval Koshe... Says Toys, but it's schwer. Why are you bringing me from the Mishnah of Ha'ochel Eitzel Chametz B'Yehuda? You should have brought me from the Reisha. Diktani on Daf Yud Amud Beis Besula Almana Mina Erusin. And Toys is going to go show us that there's a raya straight from this Mishnah. Where do we bring from? We brought from the case of Ha'ochel Eitzel Chametz Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Toys is asking, why are you bringing me from Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph? You should have brought me from Daf Yud Amud Beis. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I think that Toysis is positioned this question very strategically in the middle of his Toysfus. I'm asking you why. I think Toysis is a very legit kasha. It's a great kasha. I love this kasha. But why is the Toysis being asked here? What's the kasha? You want to ask me. You always bring me the closest place. Mi merchak tovi lachmoy. You got to go bring your bread from far away. You got, I can be my finest this kasha from right here. Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That's Reb Usher. He used that coin, that phrase. Yeah. What you can right here? Daf Yud. It's. We don't have to go to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. You have the kasha from Yud. Tosis doesn't ask that in a vacuum. Tosis introduces it, aval kosher. Aber sishefer. What does that mean, aval kosher? He means, right now, kasha just cropped up. Tosis, in the middle of his Tosis, came up with a kasha. Okay, I heard what you said, but it's shver. That means that without the beginning of Tosis, Tosis wouldn't have asked this question. So why is Tosis' question coming out over here? Hold on a second. Why you bring a raya from Daf Yud Beis, bring a raya from Daf Yud? That seems to be a very legit kasha, regardless of where you're holding. I think the pshat is as follows. Before Tosis came, and he told us this whole shtickle Torah, we thought that the raya from the Mishnah is black on white. This is like a in-your-face raya from Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. If it's an in-your-face raya, it's a stronger raya than bringing from Daf Yud. But Tosis says, no, maybe it's not really a raya from over there, because maybe all the Mishnah really means to say is, she's not meant to say this, and not meant to say that. Says Tosis, yeah, but it can't be, because it's mashmad, and yachalitain, tanis basum, b'cholinyin, we have a dick from there. So you made a whole shtickel Torah how to bring the raya. Says Tosis, okay, you make a shtickel Torah to bring a raya from Daf Yud Beis, aval kosher. Demaisi mi diuka. Now that you're telling me that the whole raya is only from a diuk on Daf Yud Beis, havelusuyme reisha. You should have brought a raya from the reisha. If the raya was like we thought, it's a mefurish raya from the lashon of the Mishnah Yud Beis. So the Mishnah Yud Beis is more mefurish. I'd rather bring something that is clearer than something that's closer. But now that you're telling me that your base is anyway not so clear, and the whole raya is from the deal because it's mashma b'chol inyan, and therefore we're going to say that there, if it's mashma, you are now so, okay. So you're telling me anyway it's me diyuka. So just bring from Daf Yud. It's also not mafurish, but it's closer. L'chayra, this is Tosis pshat. Aval kosher says Tosvis. The ma'isim diyuka have a little suyemei reisha. The k'tani besula almana min ha'erusim. It says there are besulas amanim and erisin. Yesh latan is besulim. Val kochelim ksura ayri. Dila oisur alav afilu min anisu and nami yesh latan is besulim. Given the concept of cheskas besula, kina maisi, kina mucha chosam. The parach v'necha shema tachtav zin. So it says, I have a raya. Pshat over there, it's also only from a deal, because I contrast with amanim and a besula, amanim and a min anisuin, and from a gemara. So, okay, that raya is maybe not so mefurish, but neither is your raya also you bring to me now. Says Tosis. Yeah. Tosis by Psorchi. Says Tosis, weiter, my love, the katoin tainas pesach pasuch, ubi Yehuda, afagab di ika chazak aloy mehemen, kid appears bekuntras. Yehuda, even though there's a chazak, you're not neman, like Rashi says, because we say either he forgot or he doesn't realize. Inami kivin de misyachinima vadai ba'alea. Tosis introduces even like a little bit more extreme. It's not a like shema ba'alea, he's vadai ba'alea. So there's no chazakah, he's vadai ba'alea, there's nothing to talk about. Deloy muki in a shanafshi, a person's not going to be able to control himself. Even though Yevamet says that a person can hold back 30 days, roiv pa'amim loy muki anafshe, afilu shah achas. Most times, even just a little bit, he doesn't manage to hold back. It's a race in the chazaka. You have a chazaka, it's a race in the chazaka. Says Tosfos that we're not talking about Tanis Domim, the Tanis Pesach Pesach, we're talking about Tanis Domim. Says it's Lloyd, the Katoin Tanis Domim, to have a Taina Berura. So the Achronim bring from over here, Tosis argues on Rashi. Rashi, learn what's the difference between Tanis Domim and Tainas Pesach Pesach only Shushbinon. Tosis says, over here it's a Taina Berura, it's clear. He knows, over here he's saying something clear. There was no Dam. It's not a clear taina, because maybe he's not a bucky, maybe he's making a mistake, whatever it is. But over here, there's no making a mistake. So Tosis argues on Rashi. Okay, this Beis Hashem, it's going to tally on what we see over here on the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We're going to continue with that, hopefully, Beis Hashem Asiyat Dishmaya, next week. I'd just like to leave you with a thought on the parasha, because Meir Simcha doesn't like when we leave without a thought on the parasha. And after all, tomorrow we're not going to be meeting here together at regular time. This week's parasha is what? I want to tell you a beautiful vart. I kind of brought the vart together a little bit. Came together just this year. The same idea I had before. Yaakov is, as we know, he's battling with the Sarah Shel Esav. I'll tell you the story if you want to hear the story. It's a nice story. I was many, when I was a bachar, my great uncle came. My great uncle's name was Jake Rosenbaum. He was a very, very special person. He was a person that helped a lot of Yidden. He was a big philanthropist and a big askan. And he came, and I was spending Shabbos with him, and we were there together. Anyway, he sees an Alta Yid walking by. He calls him over. He says, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. It's Talmud Rabbi Chanan. Tell us something you heard from Rabbi Chanan. This Alta Yid. He was Talmud Rabbi Chanan. He said he was in America when Rabbi Chanan came to America. Rabbi Chanan came to America and Kayadua, my this same great uncle has a picture of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan when he took the boat back to Europe. And everyone knew Rabbi Chanan was going to be the end. He went straight into an inferno. Rabbi Chanan said, "The people need me there. They have to die. The Muna Chazaka. I can't leave them." He went straight into an inferno. Rabbi Chanan. There's a picture of him like holding on to the boat as he's, you know, sailing away. All the Yidden were there, and they were all saying goodbye to him. And you see on the face, Rabbi Chanan in general was not a smiley person. But you saw on the face, he was killing himself. Kilu, he went to take care of Klal Yisrael, that they should all die at Kiddush Hashem. That's a famous story. What happened with Rabbi Chanan in the ninth fort, right before he died, the story about Rabbi Chanan is mamish lo yuman. A kopanim, heretzu the maisa. Rabbi Chanan's walking with his talmidim in New York. This is before he went back. He's walking with them in New York. And of course he has Talmidim all surrounding him. And Rabbi Chanan says, "There's something not good over here. Let's cross the street. There's Tumah here." So they cross the street, and as the Bacham cross the street, they see that there on the other side of the street, there was a Mokum that was the people doing Averis. So they saw a movie theater. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. So they said, "Rebbe, how'd you know?" This person was a boy there. He told me this story. He said, "Are you kidding?" He said, "If the Chofetz Chaim was here, he would be able to tell you exactly which Averis they were doing, just by the way he was feeling it." He said, "I know something's not good over here, but the Chofetz Chaim would mamish be able to tell you the Averis that are happening." That was the Chofetz Chaim. He told the following vort from Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim frekta kasha, and this is in Kovitz Mamorim from Rabbi Chanan. "You know, Avraham Avinu came to the scene, and Avraham Avinu is, making big, big waves. And, it's making appearance from the Yetzirah, the Malachim, no one comes fighting with him, no nothing, Avraham Avinu comes, there's lies, sure, there's Nisyonis and things, no Melchama, Yitzchak comes, and he's also doing it, Yitzchak is introducing new, ideas, and he's new, nothing, comes Yaakov Avinu, and the Malach Shel Esav comes out to fight, but called Toikfoy, this is the Malach of Memunah on Ra, this is the Yetzirah, this is Mamish, everything, and he comes down here b'chvoy doy u'ba'atzmoy to fight with our Yaakov. Vas epis. Why didn't he come? Avram Yitzchak. Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. He said the following thing. For the Malach of Yitzchak to come down here, it's got to be, really something that he feels that, his life depends on it. So Avram introduces Chesed. Chesed, great. We'll do chesed. We'll do kiruv. We'll put our arms around each other. We'll have a good time together. You know, those are the different types of. They'll have people good intentions. They're very, very good intentions, and they'll end up. You know, well, we can manipulate that. We can work with that. It's not a big deal. Chesed, I got it. Nice things and all that, but I'm gonna. Malcolm Mother says it's okay. We didn't lose the war. Comes Yitzchak and he introduces the Amud of Avodah of Tefillah, and he's there davening. He's like, okay, we'll have the house of love and prayer, and everyone will daven and they'll do their thing, and it's okay. It's not a problem. We got lots of Averis going on over there also. It's all good. I could deal with that. It's always okay with that. It's not, maybe it's, you know, uncomfortable, but it'll work. Comes Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov comes, he's the Amud of Torah, and the Yitzchak says, now I'm in trouble. Because this is going to be the end of me. Barasi Yetzahara, Vyasi Torah. Torah is what's going to knock away the Yetzahara. He says, I can't. If Yaakov's here, it's either me or him. I'm going to lose. Therefore, the Yetzahara had to come down. This is a word from the Chofetz Chaim. It's my ridiculous. But I want to be myself another word. Baruch Hashem, Yaakov wins. So, Yitzhak has to give him a bracha. And Yaakov asks the Yitzhak, what's your name? Yitzhak says back, Loma zet tish'al ishmi. Why are you asking my name for? Shaila is, the Medrash says what the Malach's name was. The Malach's name was Samach Mem and Aleph Lamed. It's called the Samach Mem. That was the name of the Malach. He had a name. There's Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. There's all these names of Malachim. He had a name also. Why wasn't he? Well, I didn't want to tell him his name. The pshat is, Rabbi, say, we're giving a little bit of an insight into the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, what did Yaakov want to know? He wants to know, what does he want a name for? What does he want to know his name? What does Yaakov care about his name? Yaakov says, I want to know, what are you about? Tell me something about the pnimius of who you are. The Yetzirah said, Loma zet tish'al ishmi. You know what my name is? I'm going to distract people for the rest of their lives. Don't ask me. There's nothing there that has any, there's no depth. There's nothing there that has any substance. It's run from this thing to that thing his whole life. He's running here, he's running there. He's got to get this, he's got to go that. He's got to eat Sahara, he's got to watch a stupid game so that he's going to miss out on Seder, he's going to miss out on Davide. What is it? It's a total nothing. It means nothing. It's all just hype. I'm going to hype this, hype that, but where's substance? No substance. I don't have any substance. I'm a lot of hype over here, a lot of hype over there. That's what he's busy doing. He's just trying to distract people. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is. Oh, if a person like really thinks about it, so what is this worth? It's worth nothing. Zero. That's what the Yetzer Hara says. That's what I am. I'm just one big distraction. Rabbi Yosef Elephant spoke, we made over here a big canvas about Asif of the internet. He said the Yetzer Hara is now back in its fullest form. The biggest Yetzer Hara we ever had before is the internet. Because this is the last Melchama. We are redoing the Melchama of Yaakov and Sarah Shalesef. Yitzhar comes with the biggest distraction you could possibly imagine. The internet's insane what type of distraction. You could be busy on the internet, like being so interested in things you never even knew you were curious about, because it's like, don't you want to know, like, 500 ways how to, you know, like, yeah, sure. And one of the top 10, you know, animals that ever, don't you want to know where the most beautiful hotels are in the entire world? Don't you want to know? And you sit there like, did I really want to know all those things? I don't remember that. But now you do, because here it is. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. People sit there and just distracted. And while he's distracting you, he hits you with more Averis and more Averis, and he just keeps knocking into you because he's got your attention. Rabbi said, what we have to do is we have to mechazik in chashivas of Limud HaTorah every second of learning. How precious it is. Bezer Shem, and that's chusuv. Oyla, myla, myla.